Yeah, I don't apologize, except for to Joe, occasionally.
Greetings, Apropossi. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Twice.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Wow. Cleanly done.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. We've got scotch.
Beautiful. Yay,
also
scotch.
Cleanly done.
Ooh.
Yee. It is rather neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I see what you did there.
What do we have?
Game of Thrones, House Targaryen, Cardew, Gold Reserve, single malt scotch whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm. This is another one of those brought over by CD Scotchbringer.
Yay!
Yay. We should give him a... Here.
This... The tasting notes are...
That's...
That feels appropriate.
That's the sound effect you're going with.
Huh. Yep.
For... Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Imported by Diego Norwalk, Connecticut. So that's the tasting notes. That's what they got.
Mm. All right, well...
I mean, there's also the Surgeon General's warning.
Imported by Diego?
It was what I read just without knowing. I've never seen
you,
that
Diego.
Before.
It's Diageo.
Diageo?
Yes.
All right.
Diageo.
Thank you, Diego.
I don't know a lot of different kinds of music.
Diageo is the owner of, like... half of the alcohols in the world.
Thank you, Diego.
Oh, I thought it was like Adagio for Tron.
Thank you, Diego.
I'm glad I have a scotch in my hand.
Yeah. It smells very effervescent.
There's like a sweetness to it.
Yeah, I was gonna say
almost a caramel.
Like a peach.
Behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could see caramel, like a caramel apple.
Yeah, not so much on the apple for me. I think peach more than apple, but also a caramel.
Yeah, there's a caramely fruity.
Or maple syrup.
Oh,
could be.
Okay.
Or like a. I think that's what I'm
like a pan sautéed slice of peach.
I'm not.
I'm getting like a buttery...
Yeah, I'm getting like a buttery
sweetness.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah, buttery caramel or like a... I do kind of think there's a maple syrup outside.
Yeah.
All right, well, should we stop sniffing and start tasting? As they start tasting without me, that's fine, whatever. Jerks. Well. That is definitely more on the effervescent side of things.
There it is. Okay.
I'm breathing some fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a little bit too.
Because I took a tiny sip, you know, a little on my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it hit my tongue and it was flavor. And then I swallowed it and it was gone.
No, see, I took a little bit on my tongue and it went, hi, I'm effervescence.
Really?
Yeah.
Although
I am very susceptible to the effervescence in anything. So.
Like, the first drink I had, like, the front end was flavorful, and then the back end was just non-existent.
For me, it
was the second drink that it was like, okay, it's starting to, it like, crept up.
I'm sort of halfway between the two, in that the flavor appeared and then evaporated, but immediately after, or, like, as the flavor was leaving... I just got fire, just, like, intense.
The only way I was able to taste it was to actually let it sit in my mouth for a moment.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. It like, I swallowed it, and the flavor was just gone.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, maybe Salsa let his sit longer the first time than we did.
I let mine sit for quite a while, and that might be why I'm having a different experience.
Mm. No, because the first time, it just went pretty much near straight back.
That's so weird.
But when I let it sit there for a couple of seconds, I got more of the... And I am going back to caramel.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Going back to caramel on that.
I feel like I'm doing something wrong, because as soon as I swallow it, it's just gone.
I didn't let it sit in my mouth this time, and I just took a sip and drank it. And the flavor just washed right through.
Yeah, went right past.
No afterburn. Yep. No nothing.
Yeah, there's no aftertaste on this.
No.
There's a sensation.
I mean, my mouth is like... Mm.
Yeah, there's. I mean, you had alcohol in your mouth. You can feel that, but the flavor is just gone.
Well, I just got that alcohol burn, like...
Yeah.
Right in the chest.
Again, the alcohol is there, but the flavor just gone.
No, I couldn't taste it until I let it sit for a couple seconds on my tongue. Tongue.
That is so bizarre. I've never had a scotch that was just so...
Yeah, it just kind of poofs as soon as you swallow. God, I wish I could say that for other things. Fuck.
That day, like your life, so much easier. Your life would have been so much easier. Yeah.
Vast majority of it, yeah.
That is so weird.
Yeah, like, as I'm, like, pushing it around the front of my mouth with my tongue, I'm getting caramel, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely a caramel.
Like a spice in there, like a cinnamon or a nutmeg.
Yeah.
Nutmeg,
I think.
Good call.
Yeah, maybe a clove.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah?
Nutmeg or a clove.
I could see that. I could see both of those.
Yeah.
And then I...
Some of those very earthy spices.
The moment that I drink it, it's just...
It's just gone.
Huh.
It's just gone.
So weird.
Yeah, that's at the very least, it is different from any other scotch I've ever had.
Basically, yeah. Wow. So I guess, well done.
Yeah.
Austrigarian.
It does not offend. I don't know that it sticks around long enough to offend.
I keep forgetting what it tastes like, because it just goes away so fast.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't get to revel in it for... So weird.
Yeah. Anyway.
I genuinely am speechless on this one.
Don't know what to do with that. I mean, I'm going to drink it.
Like, I'm going to drink it too, but...
That part, I've figured out. What you been up to, Salsa?
I have been... I had work. Let me tell you about work.
Okay.
Oh. Let me tell you about my job.
All right.
I have been with my job for 6 months now. Slightly under 6 months. Almost 6 months. Like a week shy of 6 months. And last week, I was doing my work, my normal day-to-day.
Right.
And another consultant was out this week. On vacation, his scheduled vacation, not a problem. He's like, hey, you know, I've got this one project that I'm working on. Could you keep an eye on it while I'm gone? Mm-hmm. Standard operating procedure, no problem.
Point of order, were any of his meals up for grabs?
Jesus Christ.
No, he didn't order any meals because he...
I knew that it would be important to the listeners.
It's not, though.
Okay. God damn it. I'm having a trauma response right now. Just, fuck.
So I'm doing my work and his this week. And we have a strategist who used to be the consultant that I am now.
Okay.
Like, I was hired to replace him because he switched over from consultant to strategist.
Right.
So he's doing strategist stuff now, but he also still is consulting for the projects that he was already a consultant for.
Sure. Okay.
And
the slow roll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they are trying to roll those projects onto me.
Right.
And have been meaning to for a while now to get him off his plate so he can do his new job.
Right.
And then he went on vacation Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week.
Okay.
And so they were like, well, he's on vacation. Let's get these just...
These are yours now.
Yeah. Salsa's going to have to be the backup on these while he's gone anyway. Let's just roll them on to him now.
Sure.
No problem. So I am doing my work and I'm doing the other guy's work. And now I've got... three new projects on my plate from the guy who's gone the next day. Oh, by the way, all three of them went live last week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well. So I took over / covered for him on go live week.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We also have two other strategists. Out. One of them on vacation and one of them on maternity. So we are short on strategists and I'm already covering for two other people, basically.
Like, and I don't even know what a strategist does. I have ideas. I don't want answers.
They're the one who designs the map.
See, that I was going to come up with something else entirely.
And I ruined it for you.
There were going to be little wooden ships on a map, pushy things.
Oh, that would be like, so much better.
Gentlemen, no fighting in the war room.
Yeah, anyway, all of this is to say a lot of people are missing, and I'm doing a fuck ton of work suddenly, and suddenly I have three projects that are all going live, and they're all on fire, because that's what happens.
Exactly.
Not in my go lives.
And so,
ooh, shit.
So on Thursday, especially Thursday. Wednesday was getting bad. Thursday was super bad. I was in a meeting. Had a meeting with client A.
Mm-hmm.
It was like meeting gets done. It's like, all right, we have action items. We're gonna try to figure out what's going on here and here and here, and we're gonna have another meeting in a bit later this afternoon to continue.
Come together and make sure.
And so I would hang up with client A and be on a call with client B, because I had back-to-back meetings.
Right.
And so I'd be with client B, who's also on fire, who's now I've got all of this problem going on, and then that meeting would wrap up, and it'd be like, cool, we've got these other things to do, we'll talk later today, and then I would immediately go straight into a call with client C, and I already am starting to conflate A and B together with the problems that they're having, and already just be like, okay, who, this one had the, I need to do this for, the, and then I've got C talking about what's going on, and as soon as I hang up with C, that's when the meeting for A starts.
Right. So I'm imagining this.
So I literally, it's like just like, and we get back, and they're like, okay, so this is what we've done in the intervening hour. And it's like, I've been on calls with other clients. I have nothing. I've got zero to tell anybody. I have nothing to bring to the table here, because I have had no time to do anything. And then it was, and guess what? Now I have a meeting with B again. Oh, shit. And at this point, I've already forgotten what the problem with client B is, because now I've had C and A and again, and just all of these things are happening, and I've got, you know, other people like, oh, here's this, we need to get this fixed, and I'm like, I already took care of that, and they're like, really? And it was like, no, that was for a different client, never mind, sorry.
Salsa's slowly reliving those moments in college when you have the discussion in class and haven't read the book.
If you've ever seen an episode of Fawlty Towers, where Basil Fawlty slowly gets more and more hectic and frantic, and things just get slowly built up.
So any episode,
crazy, exactly, yeah. It was just like, as the day went on, I became more and more and more frantic and frazzled and just like, fucking, like, yeah. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It's Fred Flintstone trying to be out to dinner with Wilma, but also at the lodge meeting. And at some point, he's showing up to dance with the waiter at the dinner with Wilma, but he's wearing his Grand Poobah hat, and then arrives back at the lodge meeting, and he's eating a brontosaurus steak, and
Welcome to my world, Salsa.
I know. Have you ever seen the art installation of the robot sweeping up the hydraulic fluid?
Oh my God, that is one of the most poignant technology art installations.
That is what
I've
Thursday felt like to me.
Yeah.
And just by the end of it, I was just like, fuck this in the ear. And like I said, it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And by Friday, we had started to fix things.
Sure.
So Friday was starting to get better. You know, the stuff that we had figured out on Wednesday and Thursday was getting implemented. I actually had a really good Friday morning.
Okay.
Because I'm... Another thing that, by the way, that was frustrating with Wednesday and Thursday is I knew what needed to be fixed. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, this needs to be fixed. Go to Jira, put in a ticket. This needs to be fixed.
Sure.
And I had the dev close my ticket.
Oh.
Because it was intending, it was working as designed. And I was like, I know it's working as designed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change this, because this is we're pulling the internal ID of the field as opposed to the value of the field.
Okay.
Mm, sure.
You know, and we need to source the value, not the field ID. And they were like, the spec says that this is what we need to pull, and that is what it does. If you need this changed, you need to have a strategist change the spec, change the design, and submit a ticket.
Has
and
it to was be like, official.
Did I mention that three strategists were out?
Yep.
I mentioned that earlier.
There was nobody to push the little boats on
the map. There was nobody to push the boats around on the map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I know that this is what I'm supposed to do, but there ain't nobody here. And it was just like, fuck.
And in the meantime,
I'm filling in for the strategist.
and the thing is, like, I was talking to one of the project managers, and they were like, can you change the spec? And I was like, if it was any other ERP, I would change the spec. But this is a NetSuite ERP.
Okay.
And theirs are so fucking...
There's about 18 million different things contingent on 18
it's
million
It's not just a clean,
things.
Like, this to this to this mm-hmm. to this. It mm-hmm. is a... It is... It's...
Yep.
You've got, like I said, you've got field IDs and field values and then field, like, nicknames and just all this other... It's just, I don't... If it was any other ERP, I would do it.
Right.
But NetSuite, I would fuck something up. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like... So by Friday, the project managers, like one of the project managers has been trying to find a strategist to fix a problem for another client, lower priority, but still been looking for like 2 weeks now to just find somebody who can help me make this change.
Right.
And so the fact that they were like able to just pull the fire alarm and say, seriously, we fucking need someone to make this change.
Right.
Yeah.
They finally got that. So Friday morning, that got fixed. I installed that. That problem's done. Awesome.
Hooray!
We had another one where we couldn't connect to their FTP folder, and I was just, again, poking at things, because I'm only been here for 6 months, and I'm still learning things, and I'm poking away, and I finally go, oh, look, right over here. This says FTP and not SFTP, and that's our problem. I'm going to refigure this. And so I did, and it worked. And it was, thank God. And then, like, that problem is over.
So you were edging for several business days.
Oh, and then this
and
other
then
thing, like, happened. And yeah. I was just like, I figured it out, and I did the thing, and I fixed it. And it's this is done. And it felt so good to be able to figure things out and fix things on Friday morning. And then I had my one-on-one.
Oh.
With my boss.
Oh, that sounds possibly horrifying.
Exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got on the call with my boss, and the first thing my boss said was, I see you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my heart.
I see what you've been doing. You've been doing great.
I'm going to cry.
You're nailing
right
it.
Now.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow.
And it was just like,
oh my God.
Oh, thank God.
That was very different.
I'm literally mildly in tears right now.
I was almost in tears in that moment.
I've also been in a particular spot in the month. But
this is one of the things that I appreciate about this company so much, is that I do have that support structure. I do have that validation. Mm-hmm. That is there.
Oh, God.
This is the least toxic company I've ever worked for.
That's so good.
And it felt so good to hear my boss say, I see what you've been dealing with.
Hmm.
I understand. And you've been nailing it. And it was just like, oh, thank you.
That's pretty fucking great.
Oh. And so my Friday was way better than my Thursday was.
Side rail for just a moment. Yeah. There's a specific moment in Mulan, the cartoon, that I cry every time. Mm-hmm. And it is when the Emperor bows to Mulan.
Yeah.
Just having that recognition that, yes, you have been through a lot, and I recognize you and I honor you kind of thing. And so, like, I feel like I'm reliving that moment right here for you. Did the Emperor bow?
Soft air hue music playing in the background.
Yeah. The Emperor did not bow.
Oh.
The Emperor is my penis.
Did it salute?
No.
Bit of a Napoleon Emperor.
It was way too tired at that point. No, I, as soon as that meeting was done, I went upstairs and was like, really? I feel so... Again, just having my boss validate what I'd been going through over the past couple days. It was so nice. It just felt really good. So
nice.
Yeah, I had a really rough week that ended surprisingly well.
Excellent.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So, yeah, I. That,
as I'm still dabbing at my eyes a little bit, like, oh God, he got the recognition he deserved.
I don't know if I deserve it.
He got the recognition that was recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And then the farmer turned to Salsa and said, that'll do, pig.
Yep.
That'll do.
And then we bought a tent.
Oh. Yeah?
Because Fest is coming.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Fest is a-coming. And we're going to have a bigger platform this year. So we need a bigger tent. Because our family is getting bigger, too.
Well, there is that.
It's those damn children, and they're growing, I tell you what.
Yeah. When you live in a campground for 7 weeks, you know, having a tent that's a little bigger than just big enough for three sleeping bags is nice to have. So we bought a big fuck all Coleman tent.
Nice.
Ray and I had looked at a bunch of different ones. We discussed it. We're like, okay, this is the one where we're like in the checkout online, and I see the little box that says promo code, and I go, I'm curious. Google Coleman promo code. And they're like, use the promo code July 4th. I was like, cool. We'll throw that in
there. That's what that post was about.
Yeah. This was like a $370 tent that was already on sale, because down from like $415.
Okay.
All right.
And we're like, oh, yeah, promo code. Cool. July 4th. We'll see what this gets us. Got it down to from $415 down to $375 or so. We paid $264.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a promo cut.
We were like, that's over $100. We just said, holy fuck.
Yeah.
On a scale of one to America, how free was it? All right.
So yeah, when you're shopping online for big companies, Google promo code.
Codes, man. Oh, buddy.
Because, my God, that's
so you're going to be on a different platform this year.
We are, and we're going to have a lot of the money we just saved is going to go into rebuilding the platform.
Sure.
Because those need to be rebuilt every so often. But, my wife's father is no longer going to be working at Fest, and so we are inheriting
that one.
We're inheriting his platform.
Nice. Yep. That's a good platform.
Wow.
Yep.
It's a good spot. Very, very, very central and very commanding.
Yes. Raiderly is the new Duchess of the Oaks.
Yes.
So, which I think makes me the Duke consort.
Duke of Oaks.
Duke of Oaks. Consort. But yeah, no, it's good. We have things. We have ideas.
Swanky.
So, what'd y'all do?
Speaking of crying, I...
What a way to start. All right. Buckle up, everyone.
No, here's the thing. I am on my period. Mm-hmm. News that everybody needed. Here's the thing. Normally, I'm able to, like, recognize and mitigate some of the hormonal things that happen. Or at least be like, hey, this is happening because of this hormonal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm often not horribly bad. I can talk myself down. I've been through a lot of DBT that I can apply to these things. I'm just like, okay, what are you feeling? What's the reality? What's going on, Jenna? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I've been through a lot of that. This weekend, not for fuck all. Friday night, Joe was going to come over, and I, like, it was about 4 o'clock. I was just done with everything. Fuck this, fuck that, fuck the other thing, fuck my life. Kind of state of mind. And, like...
But how did you really feel?
Fuck this, fuck that, fuck the other thing, fuck all of it.
Fuck you for asking.
Fuck you for asking.
I'm not picking up your subtext here. I'm sorry. I need you to just give it to me straight.
I can't do that. Bye. Technically, Friday was still June, so fuck off. But yeah, so like I was just feeling overwhelmed, and everything was attacking me, like internally, emotionally, all at once. And I was like, I'm going to take a shower. And then I cried in the shower. What was I crying about? No idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My body just went, you're going to cry now. Yep. And I went, oh, is this what we're doing? Great. Can you give me a hint? A clue?
The soap was anything? The wrong type of slippery.
I didn't even get that much. It was seriously like, there's a specific type of shower that I take for when I'm distraught. I'm like, I had started with a different type of shower, and I was like, nope, we're switching to distraught shower.
Thankfully, there's just an extra knob.
Apparently, that's happening.
I feel comfortable, curious, yeah. What is distress shower?
Distress shower is when you take whatever the comfortable heat is for your shower, whatever shower type you're having. Because, like, spa shower, I go way hot. Regular shower, I'm still warm, but not like, oh my God, we're steaming everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Distress shower, because temperature can increase anxiety and overwhelm feelings.
Oh.
And when you're distressed, when your body temperature is up, you feel more of those things more intently. So distress shower, you take down the temperature. Okay. Not too cold, but something that is slightly warmer than lukewarm. You still want to have... You don't want to, like, shock your body if the goal is to get clean,
sure.
Which is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you take the temperature down as much as you can but still be able to shower, right? So that you're not adding to.
Interesting.
I have a very specific soap that I use for...
Excuse me, I ate a chimpanzee for breakfast.
But there's, I have a couple of different soaps that I use. There's the basic everyday whatever. There's my spa soaps. But then there is my post-exercise shower work or soap. It's an antibacterial Neutrogena kind of. Its purpose is to get everything clean.
Sure.
Not moisturized, not smell pretty, not whatever. So it is a bare basics just
we're
going
to scrub the shit out of
your skin. We are cleaning our body now. And to try to get that clean scent to help, like, do a reset.
Sure.
Basically, it's kind of a reset thing for me.
Interesting.
And I also have a very different shampoo that I use. I have a different shampoo that is an anti-dandruff, antifungal shampoo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I shower with every Sunday after Fest. Because, yes.
Yep.
I
also have a post-Fest shampoo.
And also my feet, because it's antifungal. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to stop any possibility of whatever happening down there as well.
There are a lot of pervert frogs. It's a good idea.
It's true. So yeah, I basically use the most medical feeling shampoos that I have.
Gotcha. Okay.
Shampoo and soap.
Very astringent.
Yeah, it's a very astringent kind of a hospital shower type thing.
Okay.
But the temperature is really the key thing in that to help bring things down.
Okay. Sorry to sidetrack you on that one. I just...
Also, when you're taking a shower at slightly lower temps, you can keep the hot water portion of it going longer. So you can have just a long out sob, which absolutely did happen. So, yeah. Ask me next about organizing my sock drawer. So anyway, but yeah, so I had this kind of my distress shower is what I call it. Like just this astringent, like not, we're not here to fuck around. We're not here for a good time. We're here to get a job done kind of a thing. Right. And I get done with that and it's like probably about 7 o'clock at this point. And I'm like, I could message Joe now. That I'm having a day with my body and everything. Or I could wait until he tells me he's about to head over. And I was like, I'm not going to interrupt his work day with that because he's got a few hours left. I'm not, I don't want him worrying about that. So yeah, he then messaged me that like he was on his way over. And I'm like, I am being the most stereotypical PMSing woman type thing ever. Right now, so here's your heads up.
Yep.
As I'm like crying to, I don't even remember what I was watching. It was just like zoning out and crying to things and just ridiculous. Oh my!
And you can't even cry into a tub of ice cream because you can't eat ice cream.
No. Oh God. I was out of all of my specific chocolates. I only had the little chocolate pudding packs left, so I'm just like sucking these things down, like. And Joe gets home and he's like, "I got you booze." I'm like, "I love you so much." So yeah, there was that, and then the next day, my body was. Full on war with me.
Sure.
Everything in my torso was just like, nope.
We warned you.
I literally just like took a nap midday, not out of choice.
Yeah.
Like this was, we had finished eating and I was like, I need to go to bed now.
Yeah.
And we had plans to like do a bunch of basement shit to help get things ready for the move and like that didn't happen. So while I was napping, Joe went out. And he got steak, and he got Milky Way Midnight, which I shouldn't have, but I love I'm PMSing and, like, all the rest of that, and fucking, like, an asparagus, and I come in, and he's cooking, and he's just making me meat, and he's got chocolate, and he's like, would you like some booze? And I'm like, oh, my God. You are so wonderful.
I was about to say that Joe makes the rest of us look bad, but then I realized the rest of us make the rest of us look bad. And Joe is just that sweet. Yep.
The thing is, like, I'm like, you're being so good to me. And he's like, I'm just doing basic whatever. Like, just, this is just baseline. Like,
just loving you.
Whiskey, steak, chocolate shake. This is what we do when this is happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... But you're so good to me. He's like, I just can't believe other people haven't done this for you this way before. And I'm like, well, some of them have, but not all of them. But you're still being so good. And yeah, it's just like, now I'm crying because he's being good to me.
Yep.
Like, it's just, it was just a fucking clusterfuck of hormonal whatever.
And your tear ducts are just like, I'm so fucking tired.
Oh my God.
Every muscle in her body was exhausted by this process. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah,
it was just a goddamn. And then, like, as we were eating dinner, he watched Anastasia with me.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? He'd never seen it. And I was like, shit, no. I know, right? And
then I'd geek her, sir.
With the hi-ya.
And a hi-ya. Kicker, sir. That's so good.
He hadn't seen it. And so I was like, yeah, like, I had been wanting him to see it for months anyway, but, like, maybe not in the state I was at. Because, of course, I was crying through half of that. And I was like, oh, and I forgot about the little village song at the beginning. And I'm like, oh, now I'm embarrassed because I'm hormonal and like over anxious about everything. No, like, I was like, thank you for watching the movie with me. And Joe was like, no, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like the music box thing. That was a neat thing that they did with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much of that he was saying just to, like, make me feel better and how much he actually believed. I don't think he would, like, completely pull my leg on something.
He doesn't seem like the kind of person who would.
But also, his girlfriend was having a lot of tears and feels, so maybe. There is a possibility. Like, sometimes, I think he said it once, he's like, sometimes it's just a lie of survival. He's like, he will do that. I don't think that's what that was. So, yeah, and then we watched the fourth John Wick. And I am angry about certain aspects of it, but like 98% beautiful. And yeah, I had angry rants about certain weapon uses. Like, see, angry rants about weapons I can handle. Like,
Well, speaking of weapon usage, we saw Sherwood.
I've heard that it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was
I got to see the preview, so...
I enjoyed it.
It was a delightful romp.
Yeah,
I was sad to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should be.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Good.
Absolutely delightful romp.
We took the kids.
Yeah, that was an appropriate one to take the kids to.
Started at 7.
Ooh.
The first act is 65 minutes.
It's in the round. You can't actually leave at any point.
Yeah, it's theater in the round. You can't leave. So yeah, no, the kids were pretty tired by the time it was done, but they loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, James.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You were done.
I'm sure.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I wasn't trying to.
I mean, that was really the big thing that I was going to talk about.
It felt like a wrapping up, but I should have double checked.
Yeah.
I really just have two very quick things. That this last weekend was the final weekend of Newborn Village in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I helped out on Sunday, and I've found that it's not even the heat. Because the heat was
It's the humidity.
Bad. It was not the humidity. Oh. It was the humidity the day before. I was not there. But on Sunday, it was the direct sunlight. There's something very weird that I've noticed about this summer so far, in particular. And that is that it's not even being in the shade because it's cooler there. It is that the sunlight itself is, like, cooking me alive in a way that it hasn't before. And maybe I'm just more ginger than I used to be. I don't know, but even with SPF 70 applied pretty frequently, I'm getting burned.
I actually have an answer for you.
Oh. Ooh.
So you know how we've been getting a lot of the smoke and shit from up north for basically the past month?
Mm-hmm.
Because of... this is my understanding. I am not a weatherologist.
that was the word that appeared in my head. Thank you for saying it out loud.
I'm not an air quality control expert. But because of those kind of air quality things, it can actually affect ozone.
Sure.
And specifically like ground level ozone. There's a specific thing. Once that air quality comes down and starts to settle, the quality closer to the ground for ozone-esque things starts to become worse.
Degrade.
So, like, while this one's going down, this one will see a little bit of a bump up until everything evens out again.
Yeah.
So, yes, it actually has been worse, and you are not wrong.
Because I was wearing sunscreen on my torso, and I got burned through my shirt. So I was having kind of a bad day for that. But the last day was fucking amazing in all other regards.
Okay.
It's a really fun festival.
Mm.
It's not teeny tiny like some of the other festivals that I've been to.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a small to mid-sized.
So pleasant.
It's average.
Nice.
It's about the same size as Nebraska.
Huh. All right. But everybody was super fun, we made a bunch of new friends as a booth.
Nice.
And lent our air conditioner to first aid, and made a lot of friends that way too.
And always make friends with safety scares.
So it was superb, and it was had kind of that end of summer camp vibe when shutting everything down and closing everything up. Despite the fact that boot camp is in like 2 weeks.
Yep.
And the season starts in like a month and a half.
Yep.
Why are you doing this to me, James?
Yeah. So, I'm covered in bruises and marks. Just dinged up and looking forward to more. So, the other thing, work thing, very similar to yours, I ended up troubleshooting an executive's laptop.
Ooh.
While they were on an airplane. Because they couldn't access the documents that they needed at like 5 a.m. the following day, and they said, you know, I have to have access to this. I can't. I'm doing a huge presentation in another state.
Yeah,
right. And if I don't have access to these documents, I'm sunk. They only exist on the desktop of this computer. And yes, I know that means that I have done something wrong, and we can figure that out later. But in the meantime,
this is what needs to happen.
Make this happen, yeah. Right? So, ended up figuring out kind of a clunky hack to break our network security for them a little bit in a way that allowed them access to sign in with their account in a way that maybe we're not supposed to.
Backdoors exist for a reason.
So, they got access to their document, and in about a month, they're going to be back here in the state, and we'll get to do one-on-one troubleshooting of their machine that will be required because some bad things happened to their machine prior to them calling.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then the next day, because I had sent a message to my boss and I was like, hey, I'm staying up real late for this. I'm almost wrapped up. It's about 9:30 p.m. I might take off a little early later this week, something like that. And he went, absolutely. do that. Yeah, yep. Yes. just let me know. Yeah,
it feels good when your boss gets it.
They started having meetings about support for executive level stuff immediately. That spurred my boss to start an interdepartmental meeting for how we can take care of that in an official way that doesn't involve me being available to help at all hours of the day.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then. Also, we got feedback on the ticket after I closed it. The executive was like, hey, I really appreciate the support from your team, and I know that James went way, way above and beyond. And so, like, great work and everything like that. Let's figure out a way that he doesn't have to be on the phone 24 hours a day to support us. Because, yeah, this I don't want to do that to any of your people.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so... I also felt very seen and respected. Aww. And valued. It was very good.
God, yeah. That sounds lovely, you guys.
Yeah. And then right after that meeting, I bumped into my old boss who was managing one of the other teams involved in it, and he was like, that was a damn fine meeting. That was great. We should do that every week. yeah. But yeah, no, that's it. That's the whole thing.
And one work thing.
Okay.
I was in a leadership...
Tell us how your boss appreciated you, Jenna.
No, that's not happening. No, here's my thing. Ooh, okay. I was in a leadership meeting. Mm-hmm. I've started taking on this additional level of project-esque responsibility type thing.
Without getting paid for it, right.
Kind of. That's actually... there are very specific things associated with this one.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk about those ones on air. But I was in a leadership meeting. And there was another woman in the leadership meeting.
What? Holy fuck.
I know. I was like... What, like, I seriously do not think I have been in a meeting, in a, especially a leadership meeting, but in a meeting with another woman in, like, 6 months.
Did you have that moment where you, like, you locked eyes from across the room and then the camera just goes back and forth between the two of you until one of you imperceptibly nods and then the other one imperceptibly nods and then you just go back to your meeting?
Well, it's playing that siren song, the sound from Kill Bill, that
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was on Zoom and we didn't have our cameras on because fuck that. probably saved one of our lives. Oof. But actually, she's somebody that I worked with about a year and a half ago, and she was like, I helped get her stuff taken care of, and it was a transfer type situation. Mm-hmm. So I had helped her with all of that, and she was like, Jenna, oh my god, it's so good to see you. Even though we weren't looking at each other, I was like, oh my god,
read your name.
It's so good to be in the same meeting as you.
I'm glad that you're alive or that somebody borrowing your laptop has accidentally logged into this meeting.
No, but it was just like, oh, because I have fond memories. We worked well together. Nice. So it was really nice to be in this meeting with another woman that I had actually worked with, and we had a good... Because sometimes... Some women in the industry get a little defensive and touchy and pushy they have had to be able to succeed in this environment.
Absolutely.
And she is not one of those. She is just an absolute delight. I was like, I want to work with you. And she's like, oh, thank God, me too. Let's not do that bullshit. And then we were able to work together to get the problems. Oh, God, it was lovely.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so that's my big exciting work news, is I was in a meeting, leadership level, with another woman.
And someone appreciated you. See, that's our theme for the episode right there.
All right.
Literally the only episode we've ever talked about. I'm
gotta start
pretty
sometime.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's not an appreciation that, like, amounts to my boss being doing anything with it.
Oh, none of that was being recorded. I'm just joking. I'm joking.
And while Salsa's murdered, let's take a break.
I will end you.
We're going to take a break.
Raiderly, sensing difficulty, has started digging a hole in the backyard.
Oh, God. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Like, I would object to this if it weren't also, you know, frequently adorable.
Right.
You and I have different definitions of adorable.
I think adorability is a spectrum for me.
Mm.
Much of my life is lived on a spectrum.
Spectrum of adorability is the name of my biography.
Oh,
okay.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
You sure are.
Mm-hmm.
Look for my new biography, Spectrum of Adorability.
Coming to bookstores in 2020.
I'll get right on that.
Yep.
I mean, Spectrum of Ability of Adorability does also sound like a good album name.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
no,
biography.
It's System of a Down hits played solely on, like, lullaby instruments.
It's like kawaii.
Yes.
System of a Down.
Super cute System
of a Down. Like harps and xylophones.
system of a down for a nap is basically the spectrum of adorability.
Yeah.
Except their most famous song starts with "Wake Up," so no.
I'm unfazed by this.
Now I need to turn "Wake Up" into a lullaby. That's what I've decided.
I've got to believe that somebody somewhere has already done this.
I don't have to believe that, but I wouldn't just be surprised if it was true.
Plinky piano.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it sounds like
a
music.
Wake up. Gonna put on a little makeup.
I mean, Joe does have a little plinky piano. In about a month, there will be a little plinky piano in my house.
Oh, shit.
I want him to write this song now.
Fuck that. I'm writing this song.
Well, write that song then.
I will.
Just saying, if he wrote it, it would be good.
Wow.
I'm gonna end you. And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five. To be fair, I didn't go to music school. I went to a music elementary school.
No, you went to real school.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That was a thing.
I'm just giving it to everyone.
If Joe listened to podcasts,
he would laugh at that joke.
No, I have a story. So we were at your sister and brother-in-law's housewarming thing, and Joe started playing the piano, and one of our musician friends was like, "Is that Joe playing the piano?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "What's he doing playing the piano?" He went to music school. Like, he went to college for music. Yeah. And then the friend was like, "Well, why is he playing so poorly?" I'm like, "Well, he dropped out." And it was just one of those boom, boom, boom.
Oh, so
boom,
he is
boom,
a musician.
Yeah. And I told Joe that story later on, and he was like, "You could have said I was drunk. You could have said I was out of practice.
I don't know.
You could have said I hadn't had a gig for a couple years because of COVID." Yeah. No, you went with dropout.
Yep. Because it was
thanks
funnier.
A fucking lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But
he's a musician,
he
but
does
you're
understand
a comedian.
Comedy. He does understand it, but, you know, still.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with somebody's livelihood. Anyway, Fast Five?
Yeah. Fast Five. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Jay! Oh, no.
Oh, no.
James!
All right. And to show people just how easy this can be, I decided to use a random word generator to pull up 12 random words, and I threw out two of them that sucked.
All right.
So...
And then the context just happened afterwards.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, this is going to be the most James Fast Five ever, James.
Truly. All right. Fast Five, question number one. Adventure or colony?
This is going to be a video game question, whether you go on adventures or you do one of those base building things.
I love doing base building things. I like survivalist things. I like where you have to build your thing and you collect the stuff to build the thing, to make the town, to earn the money, to get the pretty decorations so that you can set up your house the way that you want it.
No, I want to go out on the scouting missions, not the colonizing the moon base.
Hmm.
No.
I feel really weird saying colony, but I'm gonna in this particular instance. Hmm. With the context we currently have made up.
I also chose colony. Question number two. Overwhelm or matriculate?
Matriculate.
Overwhelm.
Not my style.
Yeah.
I have been recently feeling very overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just expect that feeling to continue on over the course of the next 4 months of my life. So I'm just going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace the overwhelm.
Yep.
I tend to underwhelm, so.
We've heard.
I know you can be overwhelmed. And you can be underwhelmed. But can you ever just be whelmed? What movie?
Isn't that Mean Girls?
No.
No? I say that every time.
You do?
I'm pretty sure I say that every fucking time.
Every fucking time. 10 things I hate about you.
It is. Yeah. Yep. Fuck. I should just watch it again.
You really should. It's a marvelous great fucking movie.
Yep.
I haven't seen it. No, I would.
You haven't seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
Sorry. Pardon.
I've seen. I have seen 10 Things.
Okay.
I thought it was. I actually thought it was from a different movie.
He actually saw. He saw 5 Things That I Hate About You. He watched half the movie
twice.
And then returned the tape.
But I rewound it.
Oh
no!
Because I was kind.
I don't.
He was kind.
I would matriculate again. Absolutely.
100%. I'm gonna say matriculate. It's a hard choice. But matriculate.
All right.
Okay.
Giggity.
Question number 3. Fill or reveal?
Do you cover up your mistakes or do you take ownership for them and reveal them?
Oh, I take ownership for my mistakes. I just figure people are going to find out anyway.
I take ownership for the things that I've done, but I rephrase them as not mistakes. Give me a thing. Give me a thing. I'll figure
this
out.
I had done some work for a chiropractor, and we were missing some pieces that we were going to have to buy, and I had written, like, a page and a half of, like, I'm sorry, I thought we would have it done, blah, blah, blah. This cable didn't work, and I didn't realize I'd need an adapter for this, and the blah, 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 blah. And I got done, and I just balled up that handwritten thing, threw it the fuck out, and I rewrote a note that was like, this is what we've got done. These are the things I still need. This is when I expect to be able to get those things and finish the work. Thank you.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. I genized.
You're welcome.
Have a strong appreciation for Naked O'Clock. So I'm going with reveal.
With reveal. All right. I've heard you like the alternative too of filling, but you know.
No, keep it on. I'm getting cold watching you do that.
That's about
right
as much salsa as I ever wanted to see. Although we have, you know what? All right. God damn it.
Why?
Well, oh, all right. Well, he's putting them back on, so I guess mine are staying on.
Jenna would have.
I'm already cold.
Campy pantsless o'clock if you're feeling chilly.
I don't want to see that you guys are all so cold.
Yeah, this is when it's cold.
She really wouldn't be able to tell the difference without an electron microscope anyway, but, you know.
Right, that's exactly.
Neither here nor there.
That's why I have the electron microscope.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think I went reveal with that.
I think I'm going fill.
All right.
Yeah. Question number 4. Watch or coincidence?
I look for everything. I'm consistently aware all the time. I am always watching.
Okay.
Watch.
As far as I'm concerned, virtually everything is a coincidence. I don't retain information long enough to see patterns. It's all coincidence to me.
Huh. I see.
Wow, there's food in the fridge. What a
coincidence.
What a crazy random happenstance.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well,
Salsa, I think I've known you for about 20 years now, roughly.
What a coincidence.
I feel like I've just gained a whole new level of understanding about you as a person.
This may be the truest thing you've ever said. Yeah.
It's never been a secret.
Yeah, but it's never been as explicit as what you just stated either.
Oh.
Like... Hmm. Yeah. I'm not surprised by this. I just learned from it.
Every day is a new experience for me.
Well, that I knew.
Have you ever seen the movie Memento?
No.
I don't think so. All right. Fast Five. Question number five. Secretion or dollar?
Oh, secretion is so much a better word.
Give me the money.
Yeah, I really don't like the word secretion.
Why not?
Like, secretions themselves are fine, right? Slugs are cute.
Secretion. I like it. Secretion. Ooh.
No, I never find it in my romance novels, so I'm just gonna say no.
Highly secretion. That's a romance novel written by a biologist. It was then that during that response of the pineal gland that the secretions began to
dripping down his perineum.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't
just that second syllable secretion. Ooh, that's good. I like it's a good word.
Accretion sounds.
Concretion is also pretty good.
But something
I like Cretan.
Like Cretan Durham Hall?
Sure.
Different from that. All right. I chose dollar.
Okay.
All right. Context.
Yeah.
Question number one, Adventurer Colony. Which YA novel style are you more interested in reading, perhaps writing? Having to leave the familiar and journey into a fearful place, adventure, or one where the character finds themselves trying to survive in a harsh place and making it more home-like colony.
Yeah.
It depends on how well it's written. It depends on what the themes are. Like, what is the overall story? There's a lot. Like, I can enjoy either, and I'm not concerned about either setting or style.
If you were to write a YA novel, which one do you think you would
unlikely.
Write?
You could just say yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to spell it. Like, Salsa will get it.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I
figured you were just spelling really it like you spell walk for in front of a puppy.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Salsa really only ever learned to spell five words. They were walk, treat, bone.
Sit down. Sit.
Look at him. He's wagging his vestigial tail.
Oh, my God. Help me. Help me.
Okay, so Jenna decided that she hates that question and isn't going to answer it.
I just don't have an answer for you. Okay. There is...
That is not the rules of Fast Five.
Preference. You asked my preference. That is which not would the rules you?
Of Fast Five.
Preference for reading or writing.
That's important during the original choosing, is my understanding.
No, you have to choose something.
Don't care. Well,
I've often not cared, but you still got to choose.
If somebody
said
like scotch or vodka, yes, the quality of it definitely comes into play, but of an roughly equal quality,
like honestly, like yeah, of an equal quality.
Do you have
quality,
a preference between those?
Not, you just yeah. asked. Do I have a preference? Right, and the answer is, I do not have a preference. Okay. If you're going to keep phrasing it like that, James, that is the answer.
I'm doing this wrong. It's a ramp. All right.
Exactly.
She still has to pick one.
I
you've made
so.
It very clear what the reality is, but you still have to pick one. Them's the rules.
Colony.
All right.
I flipped a cap for it.
Yep.
There we go.
Seriously.
Oh, I've done the same. Yeah. I get it.
I'm cranky. James kept saying it in the way he did. I'm like, I am literally answering the question you are asking.
No, I realize cranky. It's a ramp door thing, and I'm in the wrong.
Ramp door, just like the shirt.
It's not like shotgun at all. All right. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of which, Salsa, I apologize for...
And I'm...
Yeah. I am sometimes more evidently autistic than other times.
What are you talking about?
Last episode. I know you don't remember it, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In any case.
Cool.
Overwhelm or matriculate. In strategy games, do you prefer to build up and avoid fighting until you can steamroll your opponent, or do you use a chunk of your resources to send steady streams of grunts at your foes in order to burn up their resources in perpetual defense?
Use the word prefer against. Again.
Okay. I don't play those kinds of
games. Which do you do?
In strategy games, do you build up and avoid fighting until... Jesus Christ.
I don't like strategy games because I think they're dumb. But when I have played them, mm-hmm. because I every so often go, oh, this one looks interesting, I'll give it a try. And then 10 minutes in go, oh, I'm bored already. I tend to get bored. And so building up an army, I'm just like, no, I'm bored. As soon as something comes out of the factory, I'm like, send it, send it, send it, do something, I'm bored, do something. And then I quit the game.
It is similar, so I'm going to go with your second option. I'll be just...
Matriculate.
Yeah.
All right. Fill or reveal, which form of gambling... is
I think we
just broke James.
Anyway, that's our fast five.
Yeah. How did you have it? Quest?
Just do the
which form do you prefer? Is that what you were gonna say?
Just pick one. What is it? Yeah. What is the context? Right. Jesus.
Pick a form of gambling.
There you go.
One where you create the bet, like in Powerball roulette racing, where you're making a decision and then the outcome is decided afterward. Or ones where you make a choice that reveals a predetermined win or loss, like scratch-offs, choosing a pull-tab card, duck pawns, that kind of stuff. Do you prefer for it to be a determined thing beforehand, or
like Candyland?
Right, functionally.
No,
I know that you don't prefer Candyland for at least several reasons.
I'm gonna go with the former.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not big on gambling. But if that's a thing that's happening, give me the illusion of choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think I prefer that too. There's just it feels like playing Candyland to do pull tabs.
Yeah. I've been to bars where they've had pull tabs and just watched people sit there opening tabs and get that, you know, endorphin hit. Every time they pull open those tabs, and I just, I don't.
I never have. Gotten that.
I don't get it.
I once watched
more power to them. That's somebody. That's what they want to do.
Louisiana, who was eating crawdads at a professional level, right? Mm-hmm. Like every 2 seconds, a crawdad was open. The meat was in his mouth, and
how I eat pistachios.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's just an assembly line, like bam, bam, bam. And I have seen people do pull tabs at an Olympic or professional level.
Absolutely.
Where they can flex it a particular way between two fingers and it just pops open.
Yeah, they do.
And they know whether it's win or loss.
Yep.
And I don't know how you get joy from that.
But
not to tell them not to.
Yeah, but they do. And that's more power to them.
I'm going to say it's their version of a video game.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Absolutely.
I've done pull tabs and enjoyed them, but I have definitely seen it be what appears to be sort of a joyless reflex.
I've seen people play video games the same way. I'm not gonna lie.
Also, that's fair.
That's kind of my point. Like,
but I mean, I've seen virtually every single style of gambling done that way as well. So,
Yeah, there's that.
I feel like if I'm doing something, there's at least an element of not necessarily skill, but like agency.
Sure. Mm. Yeah, like raffles where you choose
a
bowl to put
poker,
your
blackjack,
stuff in.
Right. Something like that, where you're actually engaged in the process as opposed to just mindlessly
opening
up.
Poker, you do have a little bit more choice.
Scratching off a thing.
Yeah, I would say poker is at least as much a game of skill as it is
absolutely
a game of chance.
Yeah. Whereas scratching off a thing, no matter how
there's
hard
no
or soft or whatever you scratch it,
there are scratch offs where
they actually have you choose but
between the things, and that was kind of what I was thinking is. Those games where it's like you scratch A or B,
I don't consider those to be the latter. I consider those to be more of the former.
Oh, sure.
Because you are making a choice.
It is a choice of something predetermined. And I did say like a duck pond or something like that, where some of them are going to be winners. Mm-hmm.
Nerds.
I'm still going to go with the former, though.
Okay. All right. I'm still going to go with the... As far as like that little bit of a rush... I get that more from choosing something that has a certain percentage of possibility and then watching the outcome play out rather than having somebody just go, oh, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm really good at telling you you're wrong. Also, James, in that one, I did have a preference, so...
Oh. All of that mental anguish for no reason.
For nothing.
Really, I actually think that the mental anguish came from just being on a podcast with the two of you.
For no goddamn reason.
Boom.
Yep. I'm finding out that this is definitely the losing gamble.
Yes. This was not a predetermined.
I scratched the wrong
you
space.
You made a choice. This was not predetermined.
True. All right. Given that the gameplay is otherwise almost identical, would you choose a game that is fueled by ads and limits your turns or resources, or one that costs a predetermined dollar amount that is slightly higher than an impulse purchase? So, like, more than two...
Do you spend
or $3
money to not have to see the ads?
Yes.
No. God, no. I've never spent a penny on like, mobile games or anything like that.
Huh.
Never.
Yeah, mobile games, I generally do not spend money. It depends on the game itself. Sometimes, there have been certain games where I'm like, you know what? I'm here for the story, not the game. And so, like, if I keep it under a certain dollar amount, I'm like, this is the amount of money I'm willing to pay to read this story.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If it's a story-based thing, I'm really bad at not getting to the next chapter or not finishing the book. I have a completionist aspect to me, so there's that. But 90% of the time for mobile games, give me the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'll take the ads.
I have, on occasion, purchased DLC.
Sure. That's an additional game, basically.
But I have never spent a penny on pay to play in my life.
I think there's a difference between. So, not like a subscription, one. Two, not like buy these things.
Maybe
instead
I used the wrong terminology, but I've never spent a dime.
Yeah.
Never.
So, for me, pay to play.
I actually enjoy games that limit me.
Sure.
To a certain
this
number
was one of the
turns.
Things that
I used to play Kingdom of Loathing, and that was 40 turns a day or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And that was great because I would do my turns and then I was done. And then I had to walk away. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else I could do.
Well, and that's the difference between Reddit or Facebook with infinite scroll and Reddit and Facebook where you can reach the bottom of the page and have to choose to click next.
Mm-hmm.
Because
also, do you remember when we worked together at that company and that one company put infinite scroll on their page, which unfortunately meant all of that information at the bottom of the page, like the subscription button and the like FCC information and stuff, you could never edit.
Because
in order to scroll to the bottom of the page to click on the edit button, you'd have to, and as soon as you got to the bottom of the page, it would just load more and we couldn't edit footer.
That's hilarious.
On their page.
That's really funny. Mm-hmm. And also sad, but also hilarious.
And it occasionally would break things, because if something got on there that was breaking a page, we were just like, we can't.
Nope. That's the mark of excellent design.
I
fucking hated Infinite Scroll.
And the thing is, like, I'm thinking back to the content management system back in my day, and I'm like, well, that's easy. You just go to this thing over here to do the doohickey. But my understanding is things changed a lot after I left. So,
Yeah. Suckers. My reason for choosing dollar rather than secretion is...
Oh, are we there now?
That I...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My reason for choosing that is that...
What's the context?
The
game thing.
The game thing. Would you rather play a game that is fueled by ads or...
Oh, okay.
And limits turns and resources, yeah. Secretion. Like, it's slowly...
I see. I understand now. I understand.
Or one that costs a predetermined dollar amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it
now. My reason for choosing dollar is I've been way more satisfied spending, you know, even $4, $5, $6, $7, $8 on a mobile game that... then I can just load it up and play it, and it's not constantly offering me shit. Because having to close all of those offers or getting especially notifications in the middle of the day or some mm-hmm. shit like that, mm-hmm. and then going, no, I great. There's
I turn push notifications off. That's fuck those.
I get, you know, five. Well, especially with those ones, if I'm playing with another person, which I know is not a problem you've ever had.
Completely lost
but,
me.
Yeah. But like Words with Friends or something like that, right. Where it is essentially a free game that you pay for by watching ads or getting notifications that somebody is waiting mm-hmm. for you to play, which is fine. You don't have to play right now. But yeah, I want to get notifications, but I don't want it to tell me when there's a fucking sale on magic tiles that break the strategy of the game, basically.
So I've got a couple puzzle games on my phone mm-hmm. that my kids play, you sure. know, what we're sitting around somewhere.
Me too.
Yeah, no.
Your kids specifically, yeah. Yes.
No, so we're sitting around fair waiting enough. For something, and I'll hand them my phone with, you know, this mm-hmm. this puzzle on them. And, you know, I'll get my phone back, and occasionally I'll have to delete the, like, three new games that they've downloaded accidentally because the ad has popped up, and they're like, right. Close this fucking thing, and it got downloaded.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. That's the other thing, is sitting and watching, like, a 30-second fucking ad for something to get to the game that I want to mm-hmm. play, and then having to find where the X tucked
pixel,
the
yeah.
X into a tiny corner under a design and element.
Always
white
in
on white.
Yeah.
And for me, it is that feeling of constantly being badgered with that shit.
So
it's
a vast antivirus.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure.
Started doing this thing on my computer that pisses me off. Is every so often mm-hmm. they'll pop up with this like monthly subscription thing.
Yeah.
And the pop-up window mm-hmm. has the X in the upper left corner.
Oh,
and
God.
the like subscribe button in the upper right corner.
Uh-huh.
So you naturally
those
go
sneaky
upper right.
Sons of bitches.
You, yeah, exactly. So you click on that. And you're like, ah, mm-hmm. Oh, they fucking got me again.
Yep.
You know, and I hate that.
For me, it reminds me of going to download software from a site like a driver that is completely free
and on this
it should be available, and then on the download page it's got like 15 download buttons
and which is
one
the right
of them
one.
Right. Yep. Which right. by the way I think yep. has made me a much better consumer of news media, because I'm like, but is it
yeah let's actually read which, the fine print here.
Which download button is real here?
The one thing I will say about the ads though, when I'm playing mm-hmm. games with ads, is that if I get to a point where I need to play an ad, I always take a drink of water. Okay. I use it as kind of a reminder to take a drink of water or do a personal assess or, you know, is there something else I should be doing right now? Maybe stop playing for a bit after the 15th ad.
No, like, that is actually, I do a similar thing, not a drink of water, but I do take that moment to look away from my phone and readjust or get a snack or
good,
something like that.
Good way to take a break, go to the bathroom. Yeah. But I also,
are you still watching?
I just don't. I don't like the adversarial feeling, like very actually, no pun intended. But the feeling of it being a barrier between me and the thing that I want to enjoy.
I think honestly, a lot of it is a mindset.
Yeah,
is I have gone into this going, I will put up with this so I don't have to spend money.
Right.
And then when it does happen, I've already prepared myself. I've decided in advance that this is not going to be a bother. And so I think if I hadn't pre-decided that this is not going to bother me, it would bother me.
Right.
But because I have gone, no, I am, before I even begin, I'm going to see ads, and that is the price I pay for not spending money.
Well, and I think it depends on each game, too. Yeah, like, because there are some of them where it's like, if you're playing, there was one Sudoku game that I downloaded, because I love me some Sudoku. And I started playing it, and like, I had moved something over, and I got an ad before I was even finished with the puzzle, and I was like, and we are uninstalling that right now because that is not fucking
not mid game.
For me, my instant eject button is when it is showing me how to play through a regular turn of something, and it's like, but if you don't want to wait for it to, you know, do this thing, if you don't want to wait 5 minutes for your building to be completed, you can spend go bucks to make it go faster. We've given you one go buck.
Yeah.
Spend
and you
that
can go
the first one's free.
And watch how fast it goes. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm paying for this game in not being able to play it. I am I am the currency that I'm spending is my own time in real life waiting for some shit to arbitrarily decide that I have access to this thing that I've unlocked. In order to be allowed to play this game. And again, it is a mindset thing.
No, it absolutely is. And again,
because I don't mind it when there's a storytelling game. It's a choose-your-own-adventure game called Lifeline. And you tell your little astronaut how to survive. And while your astronaut is doing a thing, it takes roughly real time. Like, hey, should I walk around to the far side of the crater and see if there are any buildings or anything like that? And then if you say yes, you don't get another message from your astronaut for like 16 hours. And it tells you how much time each thing will take. But when I'm waiting for a SimCity building to not actually SimCity, because I don't think they do this, but
we know what you're talking about.
But I can spend 5 Zazberries to skip the wait. I don't want to do that. I hate using my time as a currency in a game.
But time is money.
Yeah. You're using time as a currency in both games. One is just exploiting it more.
The one that's
the only difference.
The one that's exploiting it, especially, it's objectionable to me when they're like, you can always skip it.
And we're going to make it ignore that.
They're going to make it worse and worse. And worse.
But the other game makes it worse and worse and worse, too. You just don't realize it because they're not giving you an out.
But I'm also spending that time in the game, playing whatever it is. Well, and often, like, Monument
Valley
or something like that.
You can be doing other things in the game. Or you can be doing other things in real life. Again, getting a drink of water or something.
I don't mind having a limited number of turns or a limited number of opponents or anything like that.
Again, I decided long ago that I was never going to spend a penny on pay to play ever, and so that just is something that I accept.
Yeah. I never want to buy in-game currency, and I feel like someone at a bar who is being hit on with those, where it's like, come on,
tell Jenna all about this.
You could, you know.
I have a differing opinion on it.
Don't you want to buy some in-game currency? I mean, if you did, like, this is why it would be so great. We got a sale on not only that, it gives you all of these other special berries that you can spend in game on other stuff. It's here, you know what? I'll send you, you know, just a couple berries. I'll buy you a drink.
This feels much less to me about being hit on as it does pretty much any other sales thing. Drugs, sure. The first one's free, kind of a thing.
A little bit.
It's I think that's
very direct. Like, that's on the nose. Absolutely. Yeah. Hit the nail upon the top, yeah.
Yeah, like hitting on, there's about 15 other variables.
But if I tell somebody to fuck off and that I don't want any drugs, they'll do it.
Not always. But
are you
it's
sure?
It's that continual pressure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's their whole fucking business.
Right.
Model.
And I don't, for me, I dislike that business model.
I fucking hate that
because
business
I've decided
model.
I'm not going to buy anything.
Capitalism
from,
is the fucking yeah. worst.
That's why we have all the bullshit that we have to deal with in games.
If there is a game where they're like, game. Hey, you can remove ads forever just by spending $2 and everything else remains the same, but we won't bother you.
Yep.
If I like that game, I will do that. Mm. But if I'm in the middle of building a city and it's like, speed this up.
No.
I delete.
I grew up too poor for that shit.
I also did. I don't even want to give them the ad revenue if they play that way.
Yeah. See, yeah, I just don't have those issues. And I find other things to do with the time while the ad's playing.
Yeah. I'm with Jenna.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with either way. That's just how I do it.
That's how a Fast Five works.
Yeah.
There are no right answers in this podcast. My God.
My answers are the right answers.
There are no right answers in this podcast. My God. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Obviously, we need it. Please, we need it. James is going to write another one
of mine. I absolutely will. I will write Fast Fives
for the love of God, somebody else write a Fast Five, please.
Yeah, it's going to be way better listening.
Let me see. Hey, Jenna.
Yes, Salsa.
Tell us about organizing your sock drawer.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Thank you, doctor.
I have different types of socks. for different footwear, right?
What the hell?
Yeah,
I know, right? Like,
well, okay. What are your sock categories? Because I have a few sock categories.
Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
This is gonna be like a chart.
Well, okay. So a part of this is simple, like basic usage, right? That's a big part of it. I have nylons and pantyhose.
Okay.
That's the nylons, pantyhose, tights. That's one category.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Everyday socks, both the crew cut and the ankle cut, is another category.
Oh, they go together.
Well, they go in the same area.
Okay.
But not together.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have my knee highs and my fun socks.
Okay.
So the socks that I'll, you know, pull out for special occasions.
Sure.
Like
my
Van Gogh socks that I wear with my Van Gogh outfit. Yes, I have one because I'm classy as fuck. I mean, those are kind of the three areas that I have.
Okay.
Here's the thing that I think is going to surprise people an awful lot. I do not fold my socks. I have a clump of, very specifically for the everyday wear, I have a clump of black ankle socks and a clump of black crew cut, the folded down crew ones, and they're just piles in my drawer.
Because they're all the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to match them because I got four packs of blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they're all the goddamn same.
Once a year, Charles, best friend, former landlord, will throw out every sock he owns. He will buy three more packs of gold toe black socks and just never worry about
this
it again.
This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I used to have what Jenna had. I used to have all the same sock.
Right.
But then over the years, some of them got worn out, got a hole, I throw them away. Mm-hmm. Eventually Christmas comes around, I get a new set of the same sock, but they're not
exactly
not
the, same.
The same.
So you end up with
they're
like three
different.
Almost identical black socks that have a different color band on the inside because
they
wear differently.
Yeah, one of them has like a different like fabric on the sole
of
the foot.
Or it squeezes in a different place.
Yeah, like
and so
of,
it would feel weird if you wore them both.
One of them has a slightly thicker fabric along the bottom.
Yep.
And some of them have a slightly thicker fabric.
Or a little bit
under
taller
the toe
than
the
other
heel,
one.
But not the arch.
Or where the seam is placed.
It's just so, it's slightly, and this has been like a decade happening where it's slowly like things have gotten variation.
It took me 3 years.
Enough variation.
Of
and I want to do that. I want to do a cull and just fucking start over. Sorry. Anyway.
So then for the fun sock drawer, that's also where I keep my warm fuzzies.
Oh, okay.
The little ones that you put on and it's got the grippy things on the bottom and you're just like, it is wintertime in Minnesota and my feet are fuzzy warm. But I don't even really organize those much either. They're all very easy to see because I don't have massive amounts of fun socks.
Sure.
I have a pair of knee-high. I have like a couple of pair of fun ones. I've got a bunch of warms. I do have probably about six pair of all consistent gray wool socks. The warm socks, the super warm socks for wintertime, super cold. And that is very important, and they're gray so that I can distinguish them very quickly.
Sure,
the rest of them in that drawer are all colorful.
Okay.
So I can just easily find my gray socks.
Okay.
And the pantyhose? They're just in there.
Yeah.
Because if I grab it, now I have the full set. Pantyhose and tights.
That's
you just, I don't do knee-high pantyhose because they will fall down.
Yeah.
And fuck that bullshit. So, yeah.
Then you need the whole garter belt thing, and that's just a lot of... Yeah.
No.
That's lingerie, not socks.
We're getting into whole other areas here.
So yeah, that's that's basically how I organize my sock stuff. I was joking about it earlier, but it's really actually not that lined up.
I know, but I had to follow up on the joke.
No, that's fair.
I have formals, winters, and summers. Those are my three categories. The formals are the black ones for, you know, wearing a suit. You know, I've got a couple fun ones, but they're still formal socks that like thinner
dress socks,
dress sock material.
Yeah,
you know, like I've got a Yoda one.
Yeah,
but it is still a formal sock that I will wear for more fun formal events like weddings.
Sure. Not funerals.
Oh, no, for the funerals, I wear the Darth Vader ones.
That makes sense.
And then, like I said, I've got the winter ones, which are the wool socks, the ones that are going to keep my feet warm in the winter. And then I've got the, like, ankle-high summer, ones. That I basically take the winter ones and the summer ones live in my drawer and in the attic, respectively. And then come spring or fall, I just swap them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
That's a pretty good idea. I've got my kilt socks. I've got thin dress socks that have designs. Some of them I consider to be kind of lucky. They're fun socks. And then I've got actual dress socks that are just patterned with a specific color. And then I've got just a shitload of calf length black or gray. Socks that are also my winter socks because they're kind of cushy. Kind of squishy, which makes them good for summer athletic stuff like Fest, but it also makes them great for winter. But I am running into the situation where I do have you know, 30 pairs of the same black socks, but over the years, you know,
there's slight variations.
Yeah, yeah. Little variations. I always have to check whether it's got the thin top band or the thick top band, and whether it's got a red line on the inside or a blue line on the inside to tell me
I need
what matches.
Maybe that's what I'll do with our tax return this year, is just do a complete full fucking.
But also, when I start to wear holes in some of them, I have I've darned them and I've put fun thread in there. And it makes me love them a little more, and they're honestly more comfortable.
By the time my socks get holes in them, they are threadbare. There is nothing left.
That's usually mine together. Too.
I don't know why mine get holes.
You wear boots though, right?
I do.
They're fairly loose. Do your foot have movement in your boot?
Because
if you've got wear spots, then that's where they're wearing. But if you've got like when I do wear shoes, I lace them on pretty tight.
Sure.
And so there's no wear spots.
Every time you say wear spots, I'm picturing like a werewolf, but like a dog named Spot. Yeah. And it's very adorable in my head. Hmm. Here, wear Spot. Come here.
All of us get to turn into a wolf, okay? Anyway, does anybody have a shout out?
I do. Shout out to the Newborn Village Festival. It was a fucking blast. Yeah, it's a four hour round trip.
Aww.
But that is not bad considering. And I easily did that in a day and, you know, worked the whole day and all of that stuff. So it was a fucking blast. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it next year.
Awesome. I'm going to give a shout out to my boyfriend. I try not to do that a lot, but he fucking earned it this weekend. When he showed up with steaks and chocolate, I'm just like, yep, this is it. This is love right here.
You say you don't like to do that a lot. You have been doing that more and more. And honestly, that doesn't tell me that there's any kind of a problem with your shout outs. That tells me that Joe is killing it, which is great.
And I'm doing it that much.
We'll start a chart.
Okay, please do.
James is going to start a chart. I'm not going to fucking.
The point
do
is,
it.
Is that he there's just one column. Absolutely earned it this weekend, and there was no two ways around that. So.
Absolutely.
Salsa?
I'm going to give a shout out to the cast and crew of Sherwood at Theater in the Round. TRP Productions.
Yeah.
They put on a fun
Fantastic.
Show. It was a fun show. The music was enjoyable. They did like drum and fife covers of modern music, which was a good time.
Fun.
And it was there was little bits of like actual history sprinkled in there that was just an absolute delight. Like when Prince John is talking about, he's like, oh, you know, and my mother, oh, we let her out of prison for Christmas. It was just like, ah! Like, anybody that knows, you know, the history of English monarchs is going to be like, it's fucking Eleanor of Aquitaine. She was in prison. That's hilarious. Sorry, I'm Plantagenets. Plantagenets are fucking wow.
Those are the little bananas, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. Just little things like that they had sprinkled in. They had jokes for the nerds, and they had jokes for the like
other different nerds.
Yeah,
right, basically. Yes.
And the actor who played the sheriff of Nottingham. Holy my God.
I know, right?
Whew, that was
so good.
So fantastic.
It was a delight.
Just comedic brilliance.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was real good.
So good.
It was real good.
So fucking good. Ooh, as a little tidbit on that, the set designer that did an incredible job.
Oh, absolutely
with
fantastic.
That fucking set.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same set designer that we had for Caucasian Aggressive Pandas.
Oh, yeah.
When it was over here.
When we walked in, the twins also went, oh, look, who it is. They've worked with her as well.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. No, and there was a couple points where they switched perspective. Like they were just like, we're going to do this thing. And then it's way up there. And suddenly they had puppets.
Yep.
And so, like, the puppets now had to scale the cliff and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
so they could
amazing.
Change the scale of what was
so
happening.
Good.
It was really
it was
well staged.
Really well done.
The staging was really good. And yeah, no, it was a thoroughly enjoyable show. I'm sorry if you didn't see it, it's too late. But
too late,
it was
you missed
good.
It.
So shout
never
out.
Never again.
Does anybody well, have anything to plug?
I do.
Do it.
I even pulled up my thing for this. I'm going to be at Convergence, whoa. Bitches.
Never heard of it.
Are you going to be at Convergence, bitches?
No.
Well, fuck you, but for everybody else that is. This Friday, 5:30 to 6:30 in Wordslinger's Way, I will be producing my hit storytelling game show, Glasses and Spectacles. One part storytelling, one part panel, one part challenge. Challenge show. Artists are tasked to perform while doing something else at the same time. Can they tell a story while standing on one leg, drawing a picture, solving an algebra equation? Participants this year are Garrick Dietz, Katherine Hansen, Rob Holiday, Cole Serrar, and I will, of course, be your MC for that event. The other panel I am participating in is creating a one-person show Saturday at 8:30. Hyatt for Great Lakes A1. Got an idea for an act, a solo friend show, a longish TikTok. How does one even write a uni-human play? Come and hear from creators on how they work and write extremely small cast shows. Participants are Zachary Charles Stewart, Scott Kiever, Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe, Ariel Pinkerton, and myself. And I have to give a shout out for one other very specific panel that got in at 5 p.m. Hyatt Fort Great Lakes A3 Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Never heard of it.
What?
Artists and creators talk and answer questions about the Twin Cities Horror Festival, which is going into its 12th year of bringing horror theater to our local community. Volunteer, be an artist, or just learn about all our horror theater. The participants on the panel, and I am fine with not being on the panel for this one, but I will be in the audience because I gotta. Duck Washington, Tim Uren, Matthew Kessen, Carol White, Tyler Olson, Nissa Nordland Morgan.
Wow.
Yeah. That is going to be a fun fucking panel. So I will be there. I'm not in it, but you should go anyway. And then, I'll also be doing some cosplaying and wandering around. And if you find me, I will have some stickers.
Stickers.
So come up to me and say, for science, bitches, and I will give you a sticker.
Just
or
that.
Just say,
for science, bitches.
Yes. Yep, exactly. Or just be like, hey, Jenna, give me a goddamn sticker. I'll probably just do it that way, too.
Or some variation on a theme.
Something. Don't just, hold your hand out at me, because I'll probably give you an
low five.
Yeah, exactly. And then you won't have a sticker, and you'll be sad. Stickers. So, that's what I got.
July, I believe, 15th, at... Oh, fuck, 7:30 p.m. instead of late at night. Vilification Tennis will be at Strike Theater. We are doing the the summer blockbuster movie Vil 10, or the tagline for this one is Summer Cock Blockbusters. But, it's going to be all big summer movie theme. And I am looking forward to some of the games. So, since there is a little bit less than 2 weeks before that, catch it. Fucking go to that. We've got a wonderful cast for that. And also, there is a second Vil 10 show this very month at Convergence.
Never heard of it.
I can't be there, but Convergence will be happening, and
if you're
far
at Convergence, you already know.
Yeah, far and away from letting me not being in the show dissuade you from going, please be absolutely assured that it will be an absolute fucking banger on the main stage.
Yeah.
Please go and see that show. It is one of the biggest and...
Get there early, get a good seat.
...wildest shows that they do
mm-hmm.
all year. So, yep. See it.
Mm-hmm. I do not have anything at the moment.
Well, fine then.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, love you, bye bye bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who has listened to this thing. Thank you to James for filling in that Fast Five for us when you all failed to provide one. Was that too aggressive? That might have been too aggressive. When James delightfully stepped in when we were unable to...
That one might be too much.
Too far?
Find the middle ground. Yeah. So find the middle
crack
ground.
Of the ass.
James did a thing when he needed to.
You can prevent that from happening by doing the thing.
Oh, for the love of Pam and Michael, please do.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.